This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I am joined in the studio by Amber Sparks and Alice. I'm going to mess up your last name.
Mulvaney.
Mulvaney. Anyway, you guys are both from Midland State Banks, correct?
Midland State's Bank, correct.
There we go. Okay, I got the plurals mixed up there. Now, as I understand, here just at the end of the week, you guys are going to be doing a school supply event. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. It's going to be called the School Bus Battle, and it is five businesses out by the corporate office. So we have Heartland Dental, Patterson Technologies, Agricell, the Harley Barn, and then Midland States Bank. So we will have the school bus basically from Catholic Charities. The Rambling Rose bus will be in our parking lot from 10 to 2. And we're going to have a friendly battle between the businesses to see which business can donate the most school supplies for our children that'll be profited by the bus. So basically the bus goes to seven area counties and delivers school supplies to all area those children in the areas.
Okay. Now, what types of supplies specifically are you looking for people to bring in?
The employees of those businesses will be bringing in anything from pencils and pens to binders and backpacks. I think they get a lot of donations for like pencils and pens, but they're very few on like the backpacks, the binders, crayons, that the things that are a little more expensive that children don't have.
Sure. Now, you mentioned that it's going to benefit area kids. Do we have a specific age group that these supplies are going to help out, or?
No, it'll be any school-age children. So wherever the Ramblin' Rose goes, it depends on that community, what they need, and that whatever community they're in at that time.
Now, of course, it's kind of a competition for those local businesses that you mentioned. What's the prize for the winner?
Basically, bragging rights for the winner. I said we all just want to work for the cause. So we just thought there is five businesses that if we can bring ourselves together as a community for these five businesses, these employees, to be able to benefit the children, there's other local businesses that could do the same thing and have their own competitions and try to do the same type of thing.
Sure. Now, where exactly did the idea to have an event like this come from?
We actually, at Midland, we have what's called a VOE committee, the Voice of Employees. And on that committee, there's several subcommittees. So we are on the Community Development Committee. And we actually try to figure out ways to kind of, you know, develop the community, you know, help each other out, that kind of thing. So we actually vote on what we want to do. So we went out and met with a few different people, and Catholic Charities was one of them we had spoke to, and we come up with the school supply drive that way. And I'll let Alice add some information to that. Do you have anything addition you want to add?
I just think that, you know, this was, we really did select this one just because it is helping to kind of level the playing field for kids, maybe kind of helping them to be a little more confident about going to school, that they have all new supplies, especially the backpacks and that, you know, that they can go with the confidence and that they need to start off the school year with
a smile.
With a smile, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
Excellent. Now let's talk logistics. So this Friday from 10 to 2 over at the corporate office, what's the address of that?
It's 1201 Network Center Drive.
Okie dokie. Now how's that procedure going to work? So the bus is going to be there. People just bring their supplies and drop them off, or?
Yeah, basically the employees of those five businesses during that time frame will bring their supplies over. We've created what's called a point system because a lot of the businesses have different sizes. So Midland has a lot of employees, Heartland Dental has a lot of employees, but Agricell and Harley Barn don't have as many employees. So in order to make it fair, we've created a point system based off what you donate. So like pencils is going to be a point, but the backpacks or binders is going to be 5 points because they're more expensive items. And then we'll basically figure a percentage off the number of employees for each location during that. And then we'll come up with a winner that way. There's also going to be Teutopolis Treats with Tropical Snow is going to be on site. They are donating a snow cone to any employee that is going to donate supplies. They are taking care of that, and Culture Frozen Custard is also going to be there as well, donating custard to any employee that brings over.
And also media that cover the event, right?
That is correct.
All right, excellent. Okay, guys, anything else to add?
I think that's about it. We would just encourage anybody else, any other businesses in the community, to try to do the same type of thing in order to take care of our local children, that they go to school with supplies every year.
Sounds great. So that is a school supply raising event. It is happening from 10 to 2 on Friday. If you are in one of those local businesses, you want to bring some stuff in, backpacks and binders, get that bragging rights, get those bragging rights for your particular company. And you can find out more information on our website, effinghamradio.com. Big thanks to Amber and Allison, or Alice, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.